this world, there are two kinds of human beings. Those who are those who don't know who is God, who am I, always in sense gratifications and thinking that I am this physical body. They are also of two kinds. Some animals and some demons. Demons always against devotion, and animals not against, not favorable, always engaged in their sense gratifications, nothing to know, like animals, always in sense gratifications. Though their shape is human, but dharme nahina pashu bhishmana. And in animals, not cows, not others, what? Peahogs. Peahogs. Seahogs. Dogs. Camels. And most ignorant animal, always in sense gratification, like donkeys. But those who are not demon, but even like donkeys, those who don't do bhajan are like very ignorant donkeys, beaten by the behind legs of she donkeys and taking all the burden of washerman. Very foolish. So those who are not doing bhajan, they are in this category, even they are human form. Those who are some favorable of devotion, thak paradi. Oh, they are also of two kinds. Something doing, but they don't follow process and etiquette and rule and regulations of devotees or devotion. They are in big number. And real devotees, very less. Small number. In a small number, devotees, even, or so many kinds. They are initiated, but not properly. What is that? Not properly? They are initiated by fallen any devotees. Those who are not qualified, cool guru, third class bogus, false having ego of being guru, the number is more, this type of devotee, more number. And those who are initiated by qualified devotees, really they have been initiated. but not properly they have taken. Not by Vidvat Drudi. They are initiated. He thinks that, oh, my fire sacrifice has been done and my Gurudev has given sacred thread also, Jagyapavi, and ladies that, oh, Gurudev has given me 9 months or so many. Big, big tilak, kanthi mala is there, but no diksha. No dibhagyan. And no going off all these unfavorable and sinful activities. Oh, they are in more number than real devotees. Oh, we are like in this category. Some are maybe out of this above. But more number is of these classes. No so thick relation with Krishna. No tattva jnana of Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, jiva tattva, maya tattva. Who am I? Who is Krishna? Oh, what is the tattva of Krishna? Devotion tattva, rasa tattva, they don't know anything. Only they sit, do like this, but what they are doing, they themselves not knowing. Or they can remember some months and they are doing Angurave Nama and their mind where? And after 10 minutes, oh, what I am doing? Either sleeping or thinking of another thing. And then coming mind. And then, oh, Kling Chaitanyaya, and the mind was absent. After half an hour, oh, what I am doing? Like this, struggling. Their number also is more. Perhaps we may be in this category. But when worldly any affair comes, job or anything, oh, they are very cautious, no? Very careful. Then their mind is there always, in computer, here, there. But they cannot give their energy in these things. Guru mantra, mantra, Hare Krishna, oh, they cannot give. Especially any devotees comes, they are inspired somewhat, and after that, nothing is there. Their number is more also than real devotees. Those who are above this, oh, there is something lacking. What? They cannot follow Trinadapi Suni Chena, Tarorapi Sahi Sununa, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadhari. They cannot do. Even they cannot follow, they are not following the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrit. Bacho Begam, Manasah Krodha Begam, Jihva Udaro Pastha Begam, Etan Begana Vishahet Dhira Sarvam Apmam Prathvishas. I think that so many devotees, they don't know what is this. They never care for all these things. Then what kind of devotees you can imagine? Sanatan Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi, he shot towards Sanatan Goswami and told that you should be Bhadra, Understand? You should be Bhadra means?
Gentle one by dress.
He has at that time very long, long beard. So much hair. And very dirty clothes. He was looking as street beggars of Muslims, as if he was going to Makkah, Medina. Allah Khuda, like this doing. Mahaprabhu ordered, and what he did, at once went to Ganges. And what he did? Shaved all, put tilak, and became Vaishnava. We can see here also, there may be so many, not beard, not all shaved and tilak. Even we can see that, oh, only one tulsi bead is, neck bead is there, only one. And even not, it is touching to
neck.
Oh, it may be here. What is this? It means that they have no interest in all this. Why? Why? But yet coming to classes, some attraction is there. But they don't want to follow all these things. Even in military, they have some
rule and
etiquettes. They will have to take garments in military
uniform.
They must, otherwise why? Or they will be punished at once. Punished. 2 miles running with so much heavy guns and so much boot and having some stones here. Quick march, double march. And if you are not, I am giving like this. Then they will be in
discipline.
So there is also some Vaishnava discipline. If he cannot obey, follow the Vaishnava etiquette and all these things, how we can have also high class of Braj Prema? Braj Prema is not so easy. But we tell, oh, only one name will do. And he chanting so many, but nothing. So you'll have to follow all these things. Vaishnava etiquette first. Those very easily we can do. If we see Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all other Paramahansa even, Rupa Goswami more than Paramahansa, but they follow the etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. Why we should not do? Only taking mala here will not do. First etiquette, Vaishnava Sadachar. Vaishnava Sadachar, you know, or Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami and others, Sanatana Goswami, they have formed some rules and regulations for those who are not actually following for them. Why jail has been done? Why? The persons are not actually following the rules and regulations, and they are causing so much problems for the humans. For them, jail is there. So, we have no test. How this test will come? If you follow the rule and regulations of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should follow. Then test will come. And if you are neglecting everything, not Vaishnava etiquetting, you are falling. How you can hope of Braja Prem? Oh, you will have to be punished. And then, if you are following the etiquette for them, Bacho Vega, Manasah Krodha Vegam, Jihva Ubudro Pasta Vegam, Etan Vegan, Nabishahit Vishahit Dhira, Sarvam Apimang, Prathvishar. We should know all these things. If you want to be mastered in anything, you will have to follow some rules, regulations. Daily reading or completing the task given by your professor or teachers. Daily attendance, not only attendance, fully, carefully studying and hearing very carefully all these things and following. So we should also try to do. Bacho Begum. Controlling of your
tongue.
Oh, this is very of what? Uncontrolled, this tongue. It has no backbone. You know? You can go where? This side, this side, this side, this side. Oh, lumbar, it can go long. It can be short. But it has no bone. Uncontrolled, anyone can control. It may be that air can be controlled, but very hard to control all this. And this makes all kinds of
problems.
Draupadi, a very high class of devotee lady, always following all rules and regulations, even controlling herself and her five husbands. But he told, the son of blind is also blind.
Blind
father,
blind son.
And thus Duryodhan became very angry. Only this word, the father,
like father,
blind
son.
Blind son. And this caused the whole Mahabharata Yuddha. And lakhs persons were killed. Also, Sita Devi, the wife of Ramchandra Lakshmi, he could not control his tongue. He told to Lakshman something. And for this whole Ramayana was done. So try to control your tongues. Don't quarrel with your wives and husbands. Your son and daughters and all other devotees. If you want to be peaceful and to do bhajan, first control this. I am seeing that so many problems coming from only due to uncontrolled
tongue.
From today, you should promise that I will control. I will not quarrel from my husbands or from my
wife,
from my children's, and from my Gurudev and all other devotees. Control. If this is controlled, then anger will be controlled. And if it is not controlled, you cannot control your anger. Tongue has also a very what function? What? Very tasteful things she wants to taste. If you are not controlling, then what happened? Or more lust will come. Your stomach will be destroy, and very soon you will be old. and you cannot do anything. So this Shadbeg and this six kinds of begs you should control. And to controlling this, next verse has Rupa Goswami told, Atyahara Prashyascha Prajalponi Magra Janasangascha Laulancha Shadbari Bhakti Vinashiti. Don't take a very loaded meal. You should not engage your these five senses so much. Otherwise it will also be atyahar. What I told?
Srila Gurudev is explaining that the fault of overeating is not only the fault of the tongue. Srila Gurudev is explaining that the fault of overeating is not only the fault of the tongue, but rather all five senses can be guilty of overeating. If the eyes are wandering here and there and looking towards material sense objects.
Like I am seeing, I saw that very beautiful lady, teeny as it. And then by chance my eyes went there, but take it and make it towards Krishna or the Vigrahas, to Vaishnavas, but you are not controlling. If you are looking, attachment will come and you will be what? Das of that lady. You cannot control. For all senses, it has been told. So try to control. Atyahar prayas. Or don't try to be more astrologer. Or reading all other things than bhakti books. Or here seeing, this is what? Rekha?
Lifeline.
And this is? Money line, this is his son and daughter's line, and this is what? Don't go. Always try to engage your all senses in Krishna bhakti. You can engage your senses, all kinds of senses. In what? How we can develop our Krishna consciousness? How we can please our Gurudev? Only this will do. If you are not, you have not studied in school, college, no harm. Only chanting, remembering and serving of Gurudev, obeying Gurudev, you will be happy. There are so many examples. Haridas Thakur, not only Haridas Thakur, so many. You cannot be happy by all these things. So you should not go towards that. Don't try to be expert in worldly things or try to be expert in Krishna bhakti. Try to develop your pure name. All these things. Atyahar, prayas, prajalpa. Don't do prajalpa. What is prajalpa? If you are speaking about Krishna, Krishna bhakti, okay. Only if you are criticizing Kansa or Jarasandha, it will not do. What will you have to do? Give up all these things. Only glorify Nand, Yashoda, Gopi, Gopgan, Krishna, all the devotees. Better to do this. Be far away from all these things. don't care for your life maintaining so much. Something you can do when you are low class of devotee. But when you will be more matured, then nothing. Nothing. Very easily it will come. So don't talk silly things. Which is favorable for bhakti, you can only. Prayasya, prayajalpa, niyamagraha. You should try to follow. I must chant. How much? 1 lakh. If I cannot do, then 50,000. If you cannot do 50, then at least
25.
At least 32, not less than that. And if you cannot do, then anyhow, 25,000. And if you cannot do, you should go to ocean. And what? Jump at once. If in other life you can chant, and if you cannot chant more than this, you should certainly go to Pacific Ocean or Atlantic or very near. English Channel or here, very Irish Channel is here. Very, you can do, no harm. If you want to be devoted, then Prajalponiya Magraha. So you should try to do, follow all the niyams, regulations. But you should have to also see that you are chanting. And in the meantime, your Gurudev or high class of devotee is coming. And he is wishing something. Then what should I do? Should I try to
continue my
chanting and to make full sankhya, complete my rounds? Or I should go and attend my Gurudev serving and hearing? What should I do? Hearing. By hearing, your name will be very high class, and you can complete also many, many rounds you can. So don't be like niyamagraha. What is this niyamagraha? You should tell. Two kinds of.
Yes.
If you want to develop your Krishna consciousness and you want a test in name, hearing pastimes of Krishna should come, then you must follow third, utsahat, nishya, dharya, tatat karma pravartana. Any kinds of problem came and we became hopeless. I'm chanting name, but I'm chanting more than 16 rounds, and even so many problems coming, then I should give up. Don't do like this. Utsahat. Utsahat means with? Always doing. Then your more than 1 lakh naam will be completed. Utsahat. Nishchaya, firm belief that I will have now or then Krishna praying. Must I have, I will do. This dhirata, this strongness, determination. Utsahat, nishchaya, dharyat, tat tat karma pravartana. always shravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam, especially sadhu sanganam kirtan bhagavat shravan mathura bhasham sadhyasam. Always doing all these things. If you want Krishna prem, try to do, finish all these things, and then we should try to maintain our life, something doing. Name will arrange everything for you. Utsahat, nishyat, dharyat, tattat, karma, pravartana, sangatyaga. Don't associate with bad element person. He may be father, he may be husband, even guru, you should give up that kind of guru. What to tell husband and children and others? If you want to have Krishna prem, Krishna can save you. His husband of husband of husband of husband, beloved of beloved, Krishna. Eternal. And these husbands, cheaters. These wife, cheaters. They cannot save. Never they can. Only you are very beautiful. Oh, you are very lovely to your husband. And if you have some a little desire to be with any boyfriend, or your husband will give up you. If you are now ugly anyhow, having 2-3 children, oh, he will reject you. He will go to new one. And same is with the husbands. Same problem everywhere. So try to develop your Krishna prem. Utsahat, nishyat, dharyat. So give up all the bad association. If he is guru even, give up. If father, mother, husband, oh, give up. Wife, cut up. There are so many examples, you know. Oh, all epics are full of all these evidences. So try to be, if you want to have Krishna. Sangatyagat satovritti. Always try to follow the rules and regulation and etiquette of Vaishnava Sadachar. Always. Oh, it is not good that, oh, we are devotee. How we can bake? I should make a factory. Oh, various things will be, varieties will be produce there, and we will easily can sail and do Hari Bhajan, not to go beg. But you will have to give more energy than begging there. Oh, all varieties cannot be produced by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Never. Your whole energy will go there. So follow the etiquettes, how our Goswamis, how our others, devotees, even grihastha, they have maintained their life in same. Dadati pratigrahnati gujyam makhyati. Oh, always be with, always with Vaishnavas. Always. Try to honor them, respect them according to their stages. Kanishta, madhyam, uttam. If you have no taste, what should you do? Oh, again, again, chant. This is the medicine, this is the
diet,
everything. Don't criticize any Vaishnav. Never, never. Other big offense will be done and your bhakti will be uprooted. Don't offense. And then in the last, tannama rupa charitadi sukrittananu krameena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan praje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilam ityupadesha saram. At once quickly do. Be in Vrindavan. Always in the guidance of Rashik and Tattagya Vaishnava, Guru. What doing? By turn, always chanting. Oh, He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Radharaman, Rashbihari, Radhakant, like this now, always chant. Om, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, oh highest class of Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, every name is there. All kinds of rush are there. Now we are not understanding, but one day if you will be high class of Vaishnava, then you can realize. So try to know all these things. So you should chant. What name? Oh, most beautiful and high class of now. Radha, Raman, Rash Bihari, all these names. And be in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rashik Vaishnava. And by tongue chanting and by mind what? Oh, remembering what thing? The sweet past I some Radha Damodar, Radha Rash Bihari, Radha Raman, and all other things. This is the essence of all. But you will have to come and follow Raghunath Das Goswami Manas Sikha. At least first slok. Very important. If you are initiated by Diksha, you should do. Don't अपने हरिनाम को जो गुरुजी ने दिया है दीक्षा मंत्र डोंट नेग्लेक्ट द सिस्टम व्हाट योर गुरुदेव हैज गिवन फॉर चैंटिंग गायत्री मंत्र रिमेंबरिंग योर वर्शिपफुल डिटी ऑफ दैट मंत्र सरेंडरिंग praying, Atmanivedan, do all mantras, Gayatri mantras, and chant in high class, one-pointed. We have not come to this world only to manage. Oh, if you are managing your preaching center, it is not enough. Why to manage? If these are not done, no need of any center. If always quarreling, not obeying, we are not, we cannot chant, remember our Gayatri mantra. Oh, always engaging, doing this building, here, there. Why? If you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness, preaching center ought to help others and to help us. But if you are not helping yourself, so many problems, you should give fire in that preaching center at once. No need of preaching centers. Don't make schools, children's schools. You should give fire in that schools and colleges. Now you are saying very great problem. The children have filed some suit against those who manage these schools. For betterment of children they did, and what became? Opposite. So why to do? So anyhow, you should try to manage your life limit. And try to always to develop your Krishna consciousness. Don't make Gita sansar. I have duties, I cannot maintain, manage. Who will look after my, my duties? Because I have no time so much to chant and to do all these things. Who will change the clothes? Who will do 3 times, 4 times arati, who will cook for deities. So a beautiful wife should be, or any husband. And then what became? Always problems, quarreling here, there. Then, what is the need? So you should try to follow all these things. Be in Vrindavan. Oh Gurudev, I cannot be in Vrindavan. Why? Do you want Krishna Prem? Why you cannot go? What is the problem? Give up all these things and go to Vrindavan. Why you cannot go? Oh, for your sense gratification. Like Ramachandra Prabhu is sleeping. No need of hearing. Or don't sit like this and no. I will stand up like school and colleges if I will see. Who are sleeping more? Shyamrani, Shyamala is sleeping? You are sleeping? If you are want to sleep, I will bring pillows. So you should try to follow all these things. Show these things. Come to then here. To Raghunath Das Goswami Manasikha. At least first sloks you should try to obey and follow. What is that? Guru Goste Goshtale Su Sujane Bhusurgane Swamantre Si Namni Brajvadanda Sarane Sadahitva. Oh my uncontrolled mind. Oh, you are very merry, near and dear. Try to obey me. Listen me. Oh my friend mind. What do? To do, you should try to remember first sloka even. Always you should have rati. Rati means not only shraddha. Shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. That class of rati. Your rati should not be divided into fractions. Oh, some for child, or new child has come. Always. And then, oh, sleep. Yes, always. Oh, you should not divide your that rati in wives and husbands. You should not divide this rati anywhere in this world. Akhanda rati to where? To Guru. Why Guru? Because real Guru can give you taste and Krishna Prem very easily. So those who are favorable for Krishna Prem, you should have rati to them. And they are called Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru. If you are in Vrindavan, the places of Krishna pastimes are called what? Goshtha. You should have so much honor. You can go and rolling down, weeping. Oh, dust of Vrindavan, you are transcendental. Be pleased with me. Be merciful to thee. In this way. Sometimes Nandgaon, sometimes Varsana, sometimes here, there. Or especially to Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. Weeping, Girraj, Govardhan, Yamuna. Always do. And those who were there and who are there. Who were there? Krishna and his always your mother, father, Nanda, Jashoda, Gopi, Gop, cows, peacocks, and all. You should try to honor them. And more, now Rup Sanatan, they were living. And now our Guru Bars are there, some. They are Ghost Alayesu. And then anyone there, Brahmins, or any Sampradayik Vaishnava, you should have Rati to them. And then to other Sampradayik Vaishnava also, Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu, and others. Give proper respect to them. And then, oh, duly, daily, you have so much respect for or mantra Guru has given. Guru mantra, Brahma Gayatri, Gaur mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, Pancha Tattva Mahamantra. Daily. If some time is there, then you can take your meal. Guru Maharaj, oh, he neglected his taking bath, changing of cloth so much time, nothing. He had no time for all these things. After 1 month, he used to take one lota of water and he used to give it where? Behind, only touching his sikha, not anybody, body. He has no time at all. Srila Prabhupada like this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They have no time to daily save, to daily take. So we should follow them. Always remember, with one mind, one pointed being, all these Gayatris. And then Mahamantra, very carefully. Don't be in hurry when you are chanting Gayatri, then you are looking towards sons, daughters, here, there. Oh, my wife or husband will go to office, so I should do quickly. Oh, to proper worship deities, it will take 1 hour. But now I want to go office. Oh, I want to go to my university. And thus, very quickly we should do chaturoti pat. You know this? They understand all. So bhakti is not like this. So have so much rati for these things. If you are initiated, properly you should try to do without default. Also, not so hurry, in hurry. Very patiently, no vyagrata. Oh, I will have to do this, that. Don't do like this. Oh, be patient. And if you cannot, then you can do like this. Indian Vedic rishis have discovered all these things. Pranayama for this, to make mind control. And then, especially to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. And having rati to Radha Krishna conjugal in the last result of all. And if it is not done, then why our life? Narottam keno na mariya gelo? Why Narottam is not dying? Narottam wants to die, but he cannot. Oh, Narottam is lamenting for this. I want to die because I cannot do. Oh, he can do, and he is doing, but he is weeping for us. To try to realize all these things. This is the essence of all the teachings. From today, you should try to do, if you want to love Krishna, to love and serve Radha Krishna conjugal, Mahaprabhu, there is no way. Today or after some day, you will have to follow, if you want. And if you are not following, then I have not told, but Shastra has told that you are human body, but you are only donkey. Gaur Premanande. Don't destroy your time in sense gratification and only in what? World, your engaging in sense gratification. Never you can be happy, never. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare
Hare. Or you can do yourself. No, no, he. He was in before Krishna, before the pastimes of Krishna. It may be in Satya Yuga, very powerful king. Anywhere in India, if he was king, he must be wealthy. So he was so wealthy. Daily he has a routine that at least 1 lakh of cows with beautiful cubs, so much milk in their ears, very beautiful. Horns decorated with golden cup and hoofs,
silver decoration.
On the back, so golden cloths. And with a dakshina something,
some donation
for each cow, he used to donate to Brahmins and needy persons. So at that time, there was no scarcity of milk anywhere. We have heard that in India at that time, rivers of milks were flowing here and there. Daily he used to do like this. Never fell in his whole life. One day, he was buying some cows to denote. New cows. Very beautiful cows. He bowed a very beautiful cow with calf. So much milk in his in its order. And when he began to donate lakhs of cows to Brahmins, one Brahmin came running to king and told that, "O king, what are you doing? In these cows, one of the cows to whom you donated me so many days before, she ran away from my house, and anyhow you have now sold from anyone that very cow. So please give me, return back my cow. Otherwise I will curse you." In the meantime, from whom he has taken cows, he told that, "This is my cow. I cannot give it. So both were complaining to king, "This is my cow, it should be returned to me." And he was telling that, "This is my cow, this should be returned to me." So there was much quarrel between them. Nrik Maharaj told that, "That I have donated you to you. So this was my cow, but I donated to you, so you should be what? You should think that, oh, I'm...
Donated so much, so if one less, no problem.
No problem, because he has donated it to you, me. So, my should be...
You have to be debted to me.
Are humko kritagya hona chahiye.
He should be grateful to
me. He should be grateful to me. So I want that I should give you some money, proper money, and you should take, buy and do. No, I want this very cow. Then he told that you can select any cow more better than this, and you should be satisfied. Any of the cow. No, I will this. I'm giving you thousands of cows
with calves.
With calf. Return to this. He denied. Or just, oh, whole lakhs cows you can take and be satisfied. No, I cannot take. I will only take that very cow. And then he called next Brahmin. You should be satisfied. Anyhow, I've given you money for this cow, but you should be satisfied. No, I want this very cow. I will not take any cow, any price, anything. Oh, he tried his level best to satisfy those Brahmin, and they have so many taken so much donation from the king, yet they were not satisfied. And they both cursed to the to Nirg Maharaj. You should be Girgit.
Lizard.
What is meaning of lizard? You know lizard? A kind of animal. Sometimes he can change his color.
Chameleon.
Sometimes he will be like, oh, very yellow. Sometimes black. Sometimes reddish. Sometimes black. And sometimes doing like this. Like this. So, you should be that. And thousands of years, you should be in a well, suffering so much. Why they told? Because sometimes they will, yes, and for no, changing colors, you can see him. So, he was cursed. And he became
chameleon.
He was in a big well. And he was so long and wide that whole well was covered inside by that. He tried his level best to come out of well, but he could not. Now it became Dwapar Yug, in the last of Dwapar Yug. Thousand and thousand years he was there. He cannot move, cannot do anything, suffering so much. When Krishna pastime was to be last, to be ended, so many princes, like Sam, Anuruddha, Pradyumna, so many boys, they were playing. And in playing they came to that well. They have some thirst. They wanted some water. So they went there and saw that whether there is well or not. There is water. They saw that whole well is covered with an animal, And what animal is that they have never seen? At once they tried some what
to
put him out of the well, but they could not. At once someone went to Krishna and told, Baba, Baba, very wonderful thing. Oh, nearby well where we were playing and saw that any animal is there and he cannot come out. Can you please come and see? Krishna at once came and he saw that, oh, this animal is there. He remembered his past activities and at once he gave his 4 feet and nearby in the well and touched the head of that animal. At once he left his body. Anyhow, Krishna pulled it out and he was now dead, and very beautiful demigod came out of that. He was Nriga in his original shape at that time, like a king, very beautiful. Krishna, to show the boys, told that he did parikrama of Krishna. And folding hands, he was doing some prayers. Krishna told that, who are you? And why you were in this well? He told that, oh, thousands of years before I was a very big king, donating daily lakhs of cows, very beautiful. And one day, two Brahmins were quarrel for a cow. I wanted to give lakhs of cows instead of one. So much money. But they were not satisfied. And at that time they caused me to be that animal. What animal?
Chameleon.
So I was here. For thousands of years I was suffering for this. But kindly you came and took me from this well, and I am liberated. And thus he prayed and went back. Why it became that Krishna came and touched by his lotus feet? There was something he has done, very good thing. What? He was donating always cows. But one day a Brahmin came, a high class of devotees, and prayed him, requested him to give a Bhagavat to me. I want to read Bhagavat. At that time there was no press, nothing. Anyone can have any book by writing. You can also ask that before the pastimes of Krishna, how, where was Bhagavat that he wanted? Or so many Kali Yuga, Dwapar, Treta has been gone. There are so many examples that before the pastimes of Krishna there was Bhagavat. So not that that after this pastime of Krishna, Vyas wrote. It is transcendental. So, anyhow, a copy was done and given to Brahmin. And by this donation, he has fortunate to have these lotus feet of Krishna to be touched. Why I told this story? Why? Indradyum Maharaj built a great temple like
Jagannath Puri.
Now you know, he did lakhs and lakhs, what?
Golden
coins for this, and he made it. And he established Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there. He has seen also Madhav,
Nilmadhav
in Vaikuntha. And he established Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and he introduced all these things, that what is going on even. But what became of him? Can you think? He built so much big temple, he introduced everything of Jagannath, what is going on, all festivals, everything. He also told, oh Jagannath Dev, give me a boon that I should have no children, nothing, no heirs, that will, they will tell that, oh, this is my property. And he has so much boons from him, that this family will do this, this family will do. But what really became of him? Can you think? What?
He became Gajendra the elephant.
More? Or louder? No, not that. He was another. In South India. He was not. What became? He has some bhakti. He may go to Vaikuntha. But nothing more. He could not go to Braja and to serve Krishna. Had he?
No.
Never. He never knew that I am establishing Sundarachal, means Vrindavan. He never thought anything about that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and he will think so many modes here. Nothing. Simply that. Nothing more. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers came, Raghunath Das came. There, he used to go to Jagannath temple. Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple, and they used to take darshan of Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Where are their abodes? In Vrindavan. There are manjaris, there are gopis, there. He cannot even have a fortunate to think all these things. So only temple will not do. Only Bigra Pratishtha will not do to go to Braj. Oh, they can go, they are up to. What became of Nrig? Even he touched the feet of Krishna. What became?
Swarga. Became demigod,
went to heaven. Like this, or he can go to Vaikuntha?
Not more than that.
He can come, it may be that in Dwarka Lila, any gross, any animal, any boy, anyone there. But he cannot touch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so generous and kind to come and to inspire us. For what thing? Only Braja. In Braja pastimes, only what he? Manjari mood, gopi mood, and among gopis, only that mood. Anarpiticharing chirat karunehavatirna. Samarpayitumunnatajjalrasangshavakti sriyam harihapurat sundar dhyotikadamba sandipita sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinanda. Oh, this is very valuable thing that I have brought to give you. Swamiji also wanted to give you this, but you neglected. Even today you are neglecting. What I am coming to give you, I want to give, and you want that, oh Maharaj, solve our problems between girlfriend and
boy.
please do this. I am telling what? Forget all these things. World is all problems, not only that. Worldly problems, money making, everything. I brought such a valuable thing to give you, but you are neglecting. Oh, Maharaj, I don't want. I want that some money should come and we can be with you here and there, going, making so many, or drama, play here, there, all we can do. We are satisfied only. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha. We want to be here. We are satisfied by this life of pigs and hogs. Only you should help us. What? We can make some money and be with you, making merry here, there. Why? Because we cannot chant more than 16. Even not 3 times, 4 times. We cannot give our energy so much because we are engaged. Even not like Nriga. Even not like Indradyumna. So if you are like Raghunath Das Goswami, naiti, 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 all these things, worldly things. Alone he joined Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And he totally followed Sarup Damodar. And after them, he came to Vrindavan. Rup Sanatan gave him a abode in Radhakut. And always chanting, remembering what? The pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Radha Kunda. And praying what? Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi. Najvami Tvayabina iti vigyaya radhe tvangnaya mama charanantike. Padabjyostav vina vradashyami. Nanyat kadapi samayekle devi jaji. Shakhayati mamo namasto namasto nityam dasyayati. What is the meaning? You should do, give.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Srimati Radharani in his prayer called Vimalakus Manjali. Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi. The other prayer, Padabjaya Tavavina Vadadasya Meva. Here, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying very, very high prayer that I'm only praying to you for your service. I don't want anything else.
Even you don't want the service of Krishna?
I don't want the service of Krishna. I don't want to be a nayaka, a heroine who has a direct loving relationship with Krishna. I'm not interested in being a sati like Lalita and Vishaka that also serves you and also directly serves Krishna. That sati ras, I put on my head and offer all obeisances to that. But my real desire is that I want to relish being your dasi. And whatever mood you experience in your service to Krishna, whether it's separation, unhappiness, happiness, defeat, or victory in relation to Krishna, I want to feel that also, vicariously, whatever you feel. If you're defeated in some game with Krishna, then I will also feel that my whole life is defeated. If Krishna is feeling separation from you, and you're victorious in that, and you are controlling him, then that will be the success of my life. Just to take your remnants of your moods.
Thank you. You should realize all these things. I know that it is very hard. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He knew it is very hard, very high class of thing. Very rare person will take. But even he came. If in the whole world only one person is qualified for this, and he has greed now by hearing all our classes, if a greed came in his heart, oh my, this is object and I should endeavor for this, then our preaching is successful, even one person. Very hard, very rare person are to take in these all these things. But even we try, so hampering our also bhajan, hampering means? Yes, giving up our bhajan. You are coming here, there only for this, that a greed may come. Why you are coming? Oh, because our Guru Parampara line they have done. If you are not doing, obeying them, then what will be done? We will be akritagya to Gurudev,
ungrateful
to our Gurudev. So we are doing. But even you are not, you have no, a great little to do like that. What can we do? So try to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave himself, his whole energy, everything. Oh, as Mahaprabhu wanted, Sarup Damodar wanted, Rup Sanatan wanted. But when I will go just today and you will be out of this room, oh many problems and so many things will come. But anyhow you should try to do it. Gaur Pramananda. What is the time now? Today you should come positively at 5. And do some kirtan, and then at 5 I must come. And this is our last class.
In Wales.
In Wales. Then we will proceed for Birmingham and from there to Holland and then to our destination in India.
Right.
Vrindavan Dham. Mahamantra.